Welcome to the Coach's Show with David Carl at the Campus Lounge. I'm Jay Stickney, and joining me, of course, is the head coach, David Carl, coming off that big weekend sweep at Western Michigan. You win 3-1 on Friday, 6-3 on Saturday. It's been a couple weeks since we've done this, but boy, what a roller coaster ride since we last talked. You lose to Alaska Anchorage 4-3, and then you go on a tear of three straight games where you guys are putting up a ton of goals.
Yeah, and my congratulations as well to you for the World Series.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, right? We were here when it looked like the
it didn't
the,
look
the
good.
Dot. No, so. No, and no, I think it, you know, it took about a year and a half off my life, yep. But a lot like your Frozen Four and championship games.
Yes,
you know, I really should be about 40.
You look 40.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
But
happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
You got a birthday like 2 days ago.
On Sunday.
Yeah. Well done. So well done.
It was a great road trip out to Western Michigan. Really proud of the guys, how we played. Really hard team, hard environment to play, as you know.
And
felt like we exercised some demons and at least have the mental belief that it's a team that we can beat again after losing two double overtime games to them last year in the Frozen Face-Off championship game and then in the Frozen Four semifinal.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. It's kind of cliche to say, oh, you feel like you got a little bit of revenge, but it's never apples to apples. And
yeah, I think they'll take the ring over
the weekend sweep. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like you said, I mean, playing in Kalamazoo, one of the hardest and also one of the most entertaining places to be. What's it like to be at a – I mean, you've done so many now, and a lot of the chants stay the same, but still just an unbelievable atmosphere.
Yeah, it is. It's wonderful. Many of them not repeatable for on air, but
My listener, though.
One is famous for anytime number four is on the ice. They like to go after number four, but we don't have a number four this year. So we kind of wondered what they would do, and they just simply counted up a number.
Okay.
We didn't know they could do that.
Yeah,
and,
that's what I heard, too.
They went after number five.
Oh, number five. Yeah. Okay, not number three. They go the other way.
They went the other way.
Okay. You get three unanswered goals on Friday after losing 1-0, and nobody knows more about their goaltender than you do, having coached them at the World Juniors as well as played against him so much. But it seems like your rookie goaltender, Quentin Miller, actually became the, I guess, maybe not the better goaltender, but the big winner that weekend.
Yeah, he outplayed him on the weekend. There's no doubt about that. And proud of Quentin for his performance to do that back-to-back nights in that building. Again, you've been with us on the road, and it's been a house of horrors at time for us, and especially for our goaltenders. We've been up 3-4 goals at times in that building, and it's come unraveled. So even at 4-0, it didn't quite feel safe. And obviously they still got to 3, and getting a 6 helped us feel a little bit more comfortable there on Saturday night. On Friday night, down 1-0 going into the third, about 10 minutes to go in the game, and we finally were able to crack Hampton and put a few in on him, obviously, over the remaining four periods. So, again, I think a lot of this stuff is so mental, and it was good for our guys that we were able to finally feel like we break through against Hampton and execute at a high level and put the puck in the back of the net.
Yeah, Saturday night, totally different game. You go out, you put 6 goals up. This is, I believe, the third game this season where you've had 6 goals and 6 different scores in those goals, in those games. So tremendous balance, and what do you attribute that to?
Yeah, I think it's we've been frustrated with our scoring at times throughout the early
feels
part of the
season.
Feels
good to get that out, though, doesn't it?
It does.
Feels good to just say that.
Yeah, say it. Yeah, it's exactly why we're here. But it's shocking that we would say that, given what you just said.
Right.
When you get shut out and only score once against Air Force and Northeastern, it tends to stick with you.
Or just the amount of shots you had, like, in that
Alaska. There's a lot of volume.
a lot of volume.
So it's very frustrating. But great to see it go on the back of the net this weekend. And, again, you hope the confidence builds and the chemistry continues to build with a lot of the new people coming into the team and being a part of it.
We talked, so many people did preseason about how good Eric Polkamp was going to be. You knew coming in that he was going to be a first team, second team NCHC player, right up there in the discussion too for All-American honors coming in. But so far, I mean, 7 goals, 12 points, a ridiculous 43 shots. And you really felt his absence when he was ejected for the checking from behind in the first 7 minutes of that game that you eventually lost against Alaska. Just how important is he in to you right now on both sides of the ice? Does he have that same sort of feeling that you had with Zeev maybe last year or his freshman year, where so much is dependent on him on both sides of the ice?
Yeah, he's a factor in everything. And that can be good and bad, right? I mean, he's not in the game on Friday, and it really affects it in a negative way. And certainly when he's in the game, we feel like we're a better team. And, you know, his shot is very dangerous. You talk about volume. He brings the volume from the back end and has the ability to score from anywhere on the ice. He's shot the puck from the red line a couple times this year.
Yeah, he's sort of the Steph Curry of college hockey.
Yeah.
He has not found a shot he didn't
want to
take.
Exactly. And even the one from the red line, I'm like, this might go in. And can surprise a goalie and gets the empty netter from real long range on Friday night to ice the game for us. And, yeah, I mean, we continue to challenge him, you know, to be excellent defensively. And the better he is there, the more opportunity he's going to have to score and have those scoring opportunities presented to himself in the game.
So early on, at least through the first 10 games, for a while there, it was the power play that you couldn't seem to figure out. Seemed like you finally got off the snide on that one a little bit. What are some of the things they're going to have to do to get better at it?
Yeah, we're tinkering again this week. Moved some people around, changed up the units some. I think, again, we've had looks and haven't executed. And, over the weekend, our faceoffs weren't great on the power play, and then you're having to, you know, go down and break the puck out, and that's always more challenging. So finding consistency on the faceoffs is really important, and, we worked on it today, and, you know, there was some inconsistency with our entries, and it's never kind of one thing. And so trying to get it all to come together, continuing to work at it. We work on it three times a week and show lots of video of us doing things well, of NHL teams doing things. So, again, it's a lot of new people and just trying to, again, build the confidence and the repetition and the trust amongst each other so that ultimately we can have a more consistent, productive power play.
Yeah, some of those new guys, Clark Caswell, Eric Jameson, two freshmen that are already putting up big numbers for you. Jameson with the game winner on Friday night. What have you seen from him so far?
An ability started in his own end, his skating and his size and an ability to kill plays in the corner. It's funny, anytime he touches people, they usually end up on the ice. So that's a nice thing.
So he's got a shank.
Something
like there, just shanks him.
He can get into people. So he's hard to play against, and when he hits, people feel it. It's not the Connor Capone style hits that our fans grew accustomed to seeing, but it's firm, you know, kind of heavy hits in the corner that I think start to pay a toll on the weekend. And then, you know, he's been able to add, obviously, offensively. He's got four goals, and maybe he's a guy that should be on our power play. So we continue to try and evaluate things, and, he's been a really good addition and 200-foot player playing a lot of minutes for us. Him and Garrett Brown have found a nice chemistry with one another, and really happy for him.
Yeah, and with Matty Davis leaving this year, you knew you're going from like a goaltender, you knew who was going to start every night, to not sure who's going to start every night. But as of right now, Quentin Miller, the freshman, has really taken over. He's played 8 of the 10 games, and it's going to be tough to get him out of the crease.
Yeah, we really liked how he responded after the Friday Anchorage game.
Debacle.
Your words.
Yeah, sure.
But we, you know, I think there's our whole team would want some of the plays back, and certainly he's a part of that. And I thought he responded well on Saturday and then had a good week of practice to prepare for Western Michigan, and continuously is getting better. His puck play, not what Matty Davis was, but, he's handled pucks cleaner on breakouts. That's helped us a lot in getting pucks out of our own end. And, you know, he kept us within one all Friday night, and that's a goaltender's job. We got scored on, I think, 5-6 minutes into the game on Friday, and it took us until 10 minutes left in the game on Friday to be able to tie it and get the go-ahead. And that he's a big part of that. Keeping this team within striking distance is the goaltender's job.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, having seen Western Michigan, obviously they have a lot of new faces as well, too. What were your thoughts on them as a team as far as, you know, hey, is this a group that is also going to threaten for a national championship again, or are they missing a few pieces?
No, I think they will. Losing, they're experiencing a little bit of what we've gone through the last number of years. And they've had it to a degree. I mean, they've lost some guys early, but you lose a really, really high-end player like Bump, their captain, and Washi. Those two guys just added a real dynamic to their team that's hard to replace. And they also have Vasanen, who plays, you know, 25-plus minutes a night for them, had a real bad injury up in St. Cloud, so he's out of the lineup. I think that's a big loss for them. And so it's just guys are slotted up. They, you know, you listen to First Talk, they didn't have injuries last year. And they've had some injuries this year, and that's been challenging for them to overcome. You're really having to lean on your depth, and that's been hard for them. So they're going to have to be a score by committee team. They play extremely hard. They generate a lot of chances. I think they will figure it out 100% and be a top three, top four team in our league all day long, and obviously come back out and play us later in the year. I would expect to see an even better Western Michigan team. They got a really good coaching staff, and Hampton Sikinski is a world-class goaltender. His numbers aren't going to stay where they are at right now for the remainder of the year. His numbers will go up.
All right, well, we're going to come back with the head coach, David Carl, the number four-ranked DU Pioneers, taking on their oldest rival, Colorado College, this Friday and Saturday, the beginning of the Gold Pan Series. We'll get into the Gold Pan when we return to the legendary Campus Lounge on 104.3 The Fan.
Miss, your burger is served.
Thank you.
And if I may suggest a pairing, this is our finest Pepsi Zero Sugar. The sweetness of Pepsi perfectly balances the savory notes of your burger, while the citrus and carbonation elevates the taste for a truly stunning flavor profile. Bon appétit.
Now that is one perfect combination. If this is how the other half lives, I could get used to this. Burgers deserve Pepsi.
Hi, this is Todd Usry, president of Breckenridge Brewery. When we settled into Littleton, we wanted it to feel like home to everyone who visited. So we built the Farmhouse Restaurant. The comfort food menu is made to complement the fresh beer brewed right here on site. My personal favorite spot is the beer garden. I love sitting next to the fire, listening to bluegrass with a beer, looking out at the open mountain view. Stop by on the weekends for brunch or come see us anytime. Check out breckbrew.com for more info. Here at the Farmhouse, you're always in good company.
Healthcare with human kindness is here. It's at Common Spirit Health. Hospitals, clinics, and caregivers all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Together, we have a common purpose, partnering with you in health and healing using powerful medicine, powerful technology, and the greatest power of all, human kindness. You'll know it when you see it, because human kindness is in every care site and in every caregiver. Common Spirit Health. Hello, human kindness.
Miss, your burger is served.
Thank you.
And if I may suggest a pairing, this is our finest Pepsi Zero Sugar. The sweetness of Pepsi perfectly balances the savory notes of your burger, while the citrus and carbonation elevates the taste for a truly stunning flavor profile. Bon appétit.
Now that is one perfect combination. If this is how the other half lives, I could get used to this. Burgers deserve Pepsi.
All right, Jay Stickney along with DU head coach David Carl back at the legendary Campus Lounge for the coaches show. And coach, you've got the big Gold Pan Series starting on Friday night here at Magnus Arena, and then Saturday down at the Ed Robeson Arena in Colorado Springs. Sort of strange last year because of the last two weekend, the last weekend home and home, and then the best of three for the NCHC playoffs. You end up playing CC five times in a period of about 9 days, and of course you win four of the five and move on. But boy, in college hockey, that's a lot of times playing one team, and even with all the changes, you'd have to feel like you know these guys pretty well.
Yeah, we do. They've changed some things with how they play, but and their team has had a lot of turnover without there's a real physical element that they've lost in Laba and Gleb and Brady Cleveland as well. But they still have the goaltender. They've got some injuries on the back end as well that we need to take advantage of. But, you know, a lot in large part is the same and stylistically and how they play. But the personnel's change a bit. They appear to be a little bit, maybe not as big and physical, but maybe smaller, faster, quicker, certainly offensively. And, you know, we'll have to be aware of that. They outshot Omaha 2-1 in both games down in their building 2 weeks ago and got swept on the weekend. So they've played well. They haven't totally gotten the results yet that they've been looking for, but we certainly think it'll – I mean, anytime we play, we know they're going to get their best.
Well, and I was one of the many people very disappointed that senior goaltender Caden Embarico decided to come back for that senior year. And I never know the insides the way you guys do as far as, you know, why they come back or why they don't come back. However, I do know he's a spectacular goaltender, one of the most athletic goaltenders I've ever seen. And somebody once told me, you know, if this guy's 3 or 4 inches taller, he probably would have lasted a year in college hockey.
Yeah, he has some nice attributes. You know, you have to make him work, and you have to earn the goals against him. It's not easy. He certainly had some really good performances against us, but because of that size, athleticism, you know, the more we make him work and can kind of wear him down, that's when things start to get maybe a little bit easier for us and more challenging for him. So that'll be our job, is to make sure we have traffic, make sure we're making him move laterally, getting up and down, possessing pucks in the offensive zone, making him stay in a stance, you know, for long periods of time, because that's been shown to be challenging, as it is for any goaltender, but certainly for him at his size.
Yeah, you've had some successful games against him, even when he's had amazing stats. And, of course, now Pioneer legendary goaltender Peter Menino back in the fold. Pioneer.
Sharing all the insider.
All of it.
Because
he coached him day-to-day, and now he's like, no, you're doing it wrong.
Exactly.
So that's great.
Yeah, he's been giving us a lot of insight on Chris Mayotte, their team,
eating
individuals,
habits.
Yeah. The goaltender.
They're led by Owen Becker, 6 goals, and Klaus Vainsberg, he has 6 goals as well. And Vainsberg was always one of those guys, too, kind of like Laba and, I'm forgetting his name.
Gleb?
Yeah, Gleb.
Vremiev.
That always seemed to, like, either be in the penalty box or on their way in sort of that physical, chippy style when they play you guys.
Yeah, they enjoy that. They do have some very good players. Brett Link as well, I think, is up there in their team lead in goals. The Beckner kid is really a dynamic player. So we have to make sure we know when he's on the ice at all times. The team runs through their goaltender and a couple of those offensive guys that we need to make sure that we're very aware of. They're very detailed as well, just their coaching staff and how they'll play us is a little bit different. You know, you see the pace is good against Omaha and ASU, but it's going to go to another level here on Friday night, their intensity, their second and third effort. And that'll be the challenge of our guys is, you know, how do we handle – it's our first weekend sweeping. It took us till week 5. And, you know, how do we handle success of, you know, individual accolades, team accolades, more people talking about us, moving up in the polls, all these things, and not letting that success go to our heads.
Yeah, I mean, 348 all-time games between CC and DU, the most – played in any college rivalry. I love that because it always switches seemingly during the season back to Michigan and Michigan State.
Yeah, playing in the playoffs helps.
It went,
and then
exactly.
The three-game series helps.
So right now, DU and CC have that. DU has won 6 consecutive Gold Pan trophies. So, again, CC has to win it outright to take it away from you. As a coach and having been on both sides of this as an assistant as well, do you prefer to play that first game at Magnus or on the road in the series?
Yeah, I don't know if it really matters, personally.
Especially when the World Arena was such a
difference. It's more about
the
traffic,
yeah.
To be honest.
When you miss a game.
And the snow. because we missed the game one time because of a snowstorm. So that was a challenge getting down there. But
was it the snowstorm or was it the traffic? That's the part, you know, I was like a chicken and the egg.
Well, it was both.
I feel like I'm still
Were
in
you
that
on
car.
The bus?
Oh, yeah. No, I was on the car with J.J. Lane.
Oh, okay.
We got almost,
that was 7 hours.
Almost there, and they sent us home.
7 hours on the bus.
Oh, yeah.
On the back. Yeah. I mean, it was
J.J.
unbelievable.
J.J. slept half the time. Great co-pilot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was just sleeping so he could take over the wheel if you needed
to. If I had to go down, yeah.
Exactly.
But that was amazing, and I think they've changed a lot of things since then.
On the highway?
They finally finished that toll road.
Yeah.
And,
is that what happened?
Yeah, and it seems like you guys leave about 2 o'clock on Thursday to make sure you get there.
We certainly do not do that. They've done that before. They came up on Thursday 4 or 5 years ago and thought practicing in the building would help.
Okay.
Before playing on Friday. But, no, we will go down later in the year. We will go down on Friday afternoon, and I think they'll be coming up here Friday afternoon.
You know, the Pioneers have had a couple of their juniors. We'll talk in a second here to Cale Ashcroft and Kieran Sebrian. Sebrian was one of those guys last year, or even his freshman year, big face-off winner. I think he was always on the first or second face-off group. You know, a bigger body. Had some points, but now all of a sudden he's like one of your top goal scorers. I mean, 3 goals in 4 games and looking to shoot first.
Yeah, he's really worked on his game throughout the summer. If you look at his progression as a player, you know, anytime he goes up a level, whether it's to, you know, midget hockey or to junior hockey and then into college hockey, it's always been the second year, the third year where things really start to take off for him, and I think that's no different here. He put a lot of work into his game. This summer worked with a power skating coach once or twice a week. He's a guy who's constantly on the ice early in the mornings using our optional skills ice to work on his shot and work on his craft. He asks questions. He's inquisitive. Been very coachable, and you know, you've just seen his game continue to progress and get better and better. So that's where I see it. His skating's really improved, and his shot's really improved, and it's giving him just more tools in his toolbox to be able to use night in and night out to add to the size and the face-offs and the stick detail that he has in his game. So it's really exciting to see players dedicate, commit themselves, and just continue to grow year to year.
Yeah, so you're 10 games into the season, still early in the year, but enough of a sample to, I guess, know what you want to continue to do and things that you want to do to get better. And you look at the NCHC right now, finally getting into that last weekend against Western. We have Minnesota Duluth now ranked 3rd in the nation in both national polls. And I'll be honest with you, when I filled out my media poll, I had them, I believe, 2nd to last. And they have just been unbelievable.
Come on, Jay.
What am I missing?
What were you missing?
A lot.
Yeah, a lot.
I mean, I had them going. And I wasn't that far behind. I think, didn't they? The preseason was 2nd or 3rd to the. I think they were like 7th or 8th.
Yeah, you weren't the only one.
Okay.
You
know, that's so what I mean.
Yeah. It wasn't just you.
But boy, what a. Yeah. What I mean, is it some new faces or just some of
the. No, they have a sophomore line with the Plant Brothers in Chagabay that's been excellent for them. Their best line in college hockey right now. And on top of it, their goaltender, Adam Gajon, has played really, really well. Had a really good junior career and then did not have a great start to his college career last year and is really flourishing into his second year. So that's been a big part of it. You know, they've got some world, like Max Plant's a world junior player, Adam Kleber, world junior player on our team a year ago. So some of their young guys that they had a year ago are into their sophomore years and I think are really starting to blossom for them. And
It's been kind of nice for the last, like, 3 seasons having UMD UMD.
Like that? Yeah.
Of course,
they got
Dave Starman's kid out there now, so true. I have to hear about that 5 times a day on social media.
Yeah, you got to block him.
You got to block him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
they're great. I don't know. Their staff's great, so I'm happy for them. And it's good for our league. I think we're 70% win percentage or close to it, non-conference win percentage right now. So the league's done a much better job in the first part of the year, the important non-conference slates. So it would appear that we have a pathway to get 4 or 5 teams in rather than just 2 like we did a year ago. So that's exciting, I think, for the league, and it's going to be an absolute meat grinder all year long. You know, right from Western Michigan to CC, two rivalry weekends, and a big opportunity for our team that we know is going to be a big challenge.
Yeah, I mean, UMD 3, DU 4, North Dakota 6, and Western Michigan number 9. So, I mean, and even CC this week in 17.
Yep.
So, I mean, obviously going up and down the conference. So, well, Coach, Friday night on TV, I'll talk to you on Friday night. And then Saturday down in Springs, best of luck to you.
That sounds great. I would encourage everybody also to purchase tickets to the Ball Arena game Saturday of Thanksgiving week. Still good seats available, playing the University of Minnesota. First time playing them in 12 years. And we almost sold out Ball Arena last time we played there. Would love to have a great atmosphere for our student-athletes, recruits watching. And obviously our fans as well, enjoying a DU Pioneer game in an NHL venue. So,
well, and more importantly, it's Thanksgiving weekend, and by that point,
exactly,
you've got to get away from the family, or you bring the family with you, but you're out of the house.
Yes.
So exactly. I always forget too. Is it the day after Thanksgiving or 2 days after Thanksgiving?
The game?
Yes.
2 days. Saturday.
2 days. Yeah. So it's not the tryptophan game. Everybody will be fine.
Yes, exactly.
That's awesome. Yes. That's awesome. All right, Ball Arena, Minnesota, and DU. And what a great stocking stuffer that would be.
Well, it's before Christmas.
It is, though. You're right.
Yeah. Maybe a Thanksgiving stuffer.
Yeah, an early gift.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. That's David Carl, and we'll be back with Kieran Sebrian and Kale Ashcroft of the DU Pioneers here at the Campus Lounge, 104.3 The Fan, HD3.
Miss, your burger is served.
Thank you.
And if I may suggest a pairing, this is our finest Pepsi Zero Sugar. The sweetness of Pepsi perfectly balances the savory notes of your burger, while the citrus and carbonation elevates the taste for a truly stunning flavor profile. Bon appétit.
Now that is one perfect combination. If this is how the other half lives, I could get used to this. Burgers deserve Pepsi.
Hi, this is Todd Usry, president of Breckenridge Brewery. When we settled into Littleton, we wanted it to feel like home to everyone who visited. So we built the Farmhouse Restaurant. The comfort food menu is made to complement the fresh beer brewed right here on site. My personal favorite spot is the beer garden. I love sitting next to the fire, listening to bluegrass with a beer, looking out at the open mountain view. Stop by on the weekends for brunch or come see us anytime. Check out breckbrew.com for more info. Here at the Farmhouse, you're always in good company.
Healthcare with human kindness is here. It's at Common Spirit Health. Hospitals, clinics, and caregivers all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Together, we have a common purpose, partnering with you in health and healing using powerful medicine, powerful technology, and the greatest power of all, human kindness. You'll know it when you see it, because human kindness is in every care site and in every caregiver. Common Spirit Health. Hello, human kindness.
Miss, your burger is served.
Thank you.
And if I may suggest a pairing, this is our finest Pepsi Zero Sugar. The sweetness of Pepsi perfectly balances the savory notes of your burger, while the citrus and carbonation elevates the taste for a truly stunning flavor profile. Bon appétit.
Now that is one perfect combination. If this is how the other half lives, I could get used to this. Burgers deserve Pepsi.
Welcome back to the Campus Lounge, a Pioneer institution. It's as long as I've been here, which is right up there with the dinosaurs. Campus Lounge has been crushing it for DU Athletics. And joining me, two guys have crushed it so far. They're both juniors for the Pioneers. Kieran Sebrian out of Denver and Kale Ashcroft out of Alberta. And thank you guys for joining us. I know you probably have a lot of studies and stuff to do today, but taking the time away has got to be a great thing.
Yeah, I've been reading Harry Potter.
Yeah.
So not much studying going on.
A lot of us wait for the films.
Yeah. I'm trying to read the
books.
You're
trying to get like the real story behind the scenes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so Harry Potter, that's awesome, and that's very timely, right? Because they've finished the last one maybe 20 years ago?
It's a little late.
I got Star Wars books, too. You want to read Star Wars?
Never was a big Star Wars guy.
No, that was kind of my generation.
Yeah.
You know? So you guys going to Western Michigan. Obviously, a lot of emotions going into that weekend simply because of what happened last season. I mean, how weird it was to lose the frozen face-off, in double overtime. And basically the same exact thing happens at the Frozen Four, not that I have to remind you. And so what was that like getting on the ice against those guys again?
It was exciting. I think we had a bitter taste in our mouth, so getting to go in there and have a second crack at them, even though it's the regular season, was something we were all excited for, and we lived up to what we wanted to do.
Yeah, and you guys know, of course, that with all those great chants and different things they do in that student section, is it hilarious, or is it infuriating, or is it kind of a hybrid of both?
I think it's a mix of both. It's fun. Can never, like, you know, not get fired up to play in an environment like that. So definitely brings the energy up for sure.
I would be more afraid of getting in the penalty box and then they're all right on top of you with their phones, like showing pictures of you on Facebook and Instagram and stuff.
Yeah, I heard they're pretty mean. So yeah. I'm happy I didn't.
No penalties. Yeah. No penalties. Yeah. Well, that's great. So the first night, 3-1, you get the win. And, Kieran, you had a big goal in that. Why don't you walk us through that one?
Yeah, it was in the third period. We'd been playing well during the game, but we couldn't crack their goalie, and I got a breakaway, and I was lucky, and I got to put it away.
Well, and there's been a lot of that this year with you guys. I did the TV game for the Alaska game, unfortunately. You had a goal in that one, too, but it's like you guys are putting up so many shots that, you just got to keep shooting, or the coaches try to say, hey, you got to go high, you got to go wide. Just depends on the goalie.
Yeah, we have our coaches give us good insight on where to shoot. We just need to work on getting quality shots, not just from anywhere. So as we improve at that, I think our goal scoring will improve as well.
Well, you've got that play down to Sam Harris in front where he basically gets completely beat up in front of the goalie. I mean, it's almost sad to watch. I mean, he's just literally getting destroyed. But the whole idea being center the puck to him, he's going to get a stick down and tap it in. And I think that game against Alaska might have had 8 passes right in front to him, and either he didn't get his stick down or it was just the timing of the play.
Yeah, a little snake bitten, but yeah, no, he's always there, so we know where to look for sure.
It's not for a lack of commitment or effort that, you know, that play is open sometimes. Yeah. Now, power play has been struggling so far this season. Able to get a couple good things going in the last 3 games. What's been the difference?
I think, I don't know, just sticking with it. I think we kind of knew that it was all going to be there. I think it was nice to get those goals against Alaska. To kind of like maybe mentally be like, we can do this, just kind of like push through it. So I think you just got to stick with it. They've been looking good in practice this week. So
and you're both juniors now, won a national championship, almost won one last season. What's been the difference both, academically as far as like just knowing where to go and what to do and who you are on campus versus like that first year, even your second year where you're not necessarily 100% sure of what to do?
Yeah, it's a lot easier now. We have our routines down, and we live in houses, not dorms, so we cook our own food, and you have your own room. You're not sleeping in there with
someone. Are you really
else.
Cooking, though? Are you really? Yeah,
some days.
Are you?
He's a good cook.
Wow, yeah. That's awesome.
We live together.
Well,
so.
You're busy reading, and when you read as much as you do, it's tough to cook.
Yeah.
You know?
I try to find the time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that is it. That is a huge reason, because freshman year, you're all required to be in the dorms, and then you can kind of move out from there. And now, are you in a house together? You guys living together?
Yeah.
And are like 4 or 5 of you, or just like 3?
Us and then Sam Harris.
Okay.
So.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Can't really miss practice that way.
Nope.
You know?
Exactly.
One of us will be awake.
Yeah.
So you got the Gold Pan Series starting this weekend. You guys have been through it a couple times. You played CC a ton. Is it really up to you as an upperclassman to try to teach the new guys how important this is?
Yeah, I think so. I think they kind of, the Gold Pan's in our room right now, so they see that, and, they want to, it's the first opportunity to win a trophy. I think that's important to us. So, I think, we want to keep it there, and I think they want to keep it there as well. So
it's not a case, this is the oldest rivalry in college hockey right now. Michigan and Michigan State are kind of flip-flop with DU and CC, but this is the 349th meeting. So, that goes back quite some time.
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably fish under the ice when they started.
Yeah.
And so you feel any sort of like a need to tell these guys, or do you think most of them come in knowing, look, CC's the rival, it's just like a rivalry week?
I think it's similar to last weekend with Western Michigan. We didn't really say too much, but they know what's at stake from like what they see social media around our rink even. So
and the freshmen or the transfers, I mean, they probably watched the games on TV last year.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's a different intensity of practice with these kinds of weeks leading into the weekend. So everyone knows what's at stake.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you guys are going up against CC Gold Pan Series and Ball Arena game not that far away too. That's always fun. I forget, what were you able to play as freshmen, or was it before you guys came in?
Year before we came in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was an amazing event too. Yeah. I mean, playing in front of, it was almost 19,000 fans, and playing your rival, you know, in an NHL rink like that was really, really special. And again, I didn't know this until coaches said it. It's been 12 years since they played Minnesota. And in the WCHA years, I mean, you played them four times a year, sometimes more. You know, so many of those guys for both teams, you know, went on to professional careers. And the fact that it's been 12 seasons since they played the Gophers, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's a long time, actually.
Yeah.
I thought it would have been more recent.
Do you guys have former teammates and stuff that are playing for Minnesota? Or?
Yeah, I think we know a couple guys.
Yeah, a couple guys probably, yeah.
Well, Lee Gresseth is still one of my better friends, and he's been the equipment manager there for a very long time. And then former Pioneer coach Steve Miller is one of their assistant coaches. So, yeah, I mean, there's definitely a connection, you know, between the two teams, although Colorado's really known as more of a hockey state than Minnesota.
For sure.
You know, no doubt in my mind. You know,
now it is, yeah.
Even without Bobby Brink.
Yeah.
You know. So, well, you guys, thank you so much for taking the time coming down to the Campus Lounge, and good luck this weekend.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate
great
it.
Seeing
happy
you guys again.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I miss you on the bus.
I know.
We miss you.
Oh, I appreciate it. I missed the song.
Yeah.
I missed the song.
Oh, I bet you do.
All right. We'll be back here. We're coming back with the Dog Father, Dog Nation's Marty Richardson. And stay with us on the Campus Lounge, 104.3 The Fan, HD3.
Miss, your burger is served.
Thank you.
And if I may suggest a pairing, this is our finest Pepsi Zero Sugar. The sweetness of Pepsi perfectly balances the savory notes of your burger, while the citrus and carbonation elevates the taste for a truly stunning flavor profile. Bon appetit.
Now that is one perfect combination. If this is how the other half lives, I could get used to this. Burgers deserve Pepsi.
Hi, this is Todd Usry, president of Breckenridge Brewery. When we settled into Littleton, we wanted it to feel like home to everyone who visited. So we built the Farmhouse Restaurant. The comfort food menu is made to complement the fresh beer brewed right here on site. My personal favorite spot is the beer garden. Love sitting next to the fire, listening to bluegrass with a beer, looking out at the open mountain view. Stop by on the weekends for brunch or come see us anytime. Check out breckbrew.com for more info. You're at the Farmhouse, you're always in good company.
Healthcare with human kindness is here. It's at Common Spirit Health. Hospitals, clinics, and caregivers all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Together, we have a common purpose, partnering with you in health and healing using powerful medicine, powerful technology, and the greatest power of all, human kindness. You'll know it when you see it, because human kindness is in every care site and in every caregiver. Common Spirit Health. Hello, human kindness.
Miss, your burger is served.
Thank you.
And if I may suggest a pairing, this is our finest Pepsi Zero Sugar. The sweetness of Pepsi perfectly balances the savory notes of your burger, while the citrus and carbonation elevates the taste for a truly stunning flavor profile. Bon appetit.
Now that is one perfect combination. If this is how the other half lives, I could get used to this. Burgers deserve Pepsi.
All right, Jay Stickney back at the Campus Lounge, a Pioneer institution right down here off University and Exposition. And DU Coach Carl Show. Got two more of these here at the Campus Lounge. This will be coming up in 2026, believe it or not, is just around the corner. And joining me, as he always does, for the longest and final segment of the Coach's Show. And, of course, that is the dog father, Marty Richardson. And, Marty, it's been 2 weeks since I saw you, but you're always busy as ever. I mean, if you don't follow Marty on social media, you literally learn so much about what's going on throughout all of Colorado and the nation, especially for the Dog Nation, which has now become this really this national and international group.
International, definitely, with a little bit of Canada in there. We're just talking to
NAFTA. NAFTA.
Yeah, there
you
go.
For those of us.
Kale being an Alberta kid, I go up to Saskatchewan every year, and I was like, they always got a St. Albert kid on that team up in on the Humboldt Broncos. I was like, pretty cool. But yeah, what was kind of neat last night, if anybody watching the Avs game, they at the intermission, they talked to a guy named Craig Fitzpatrick, and he's a blind hockey player, and it was a Veterans Day thing, so he's also an Air Force Academy graduate and blind. He became blind after he graduated and was on the U.S. National Blind Team, but they actually, I just saw a video this morning, and 2 weeks ago, I actually had Craig here in Colorado.
Yeah.
And we, and like you said, following the social media.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, look at that.
Did you get on the ice last night? Or?
I did not. He was in Atlanta at the TNT studios.
Oh, wow.
And so,
hanging out with Barkley.
Yeah, he lives in Washington, D.C. He just happened to be in Denver for that one. And then the video is really cool. I'll send it your way. But they did a really, really nice job on that. And so that was cool, and getting to see that. And that was just a couple weeks ago. And we had a blind hockey player on here last time ourselves.
I remember that puck was big and dented.
Mm-hmm. They actually had that on the TNT broadcast.
Did
last
they
night.
Show
they,
that? The
they
puck?
Showed a regular one and then a used one. And, and of course, Biz had silly things to say about that. But
so what is going on at Dog Nation? Because every week it seemingly changes.
Yeah.
I mean, you literally have hundreds of people that you're helping every day. So how do you even separate, what your days and weeks and months are? Is it based on events that are coming up?
Yeah, it really is. That's exactly it. Because this weekend, when you said, what's up, this weekend we're going to be in Fraser, Colorado, just outside of Winter Park. And they have a really cool semi-outdoor rink up there. And
so bring a jacket.
Yeah, bring a jacket. It's pretty chilly up there. But it looks like the weather's going to be decent. But what we're doing is a 3v3 tournament for the weekend. No goalies. And it's kind of a pond hockey style, but crossways on a rink. And we raised some money on that one. And it's going to go to two women that are in the Grand County area. And both are hockey moms, both battling cancer. And they don't know it, but we're going to cover their bills this weekend.
Oh, wow. That is look, those are the best things. We've done it here a couple times at Campus Lounge.
Right.
But when they have no idea that it's coming, and then you give them the Happy Gilmore check.
And we do. We're going to do that again. Yeah, we're going to do that again. And what's really kind of wild on this, we call a part of a lot of the things in Dog Nation, we call it no coincidences. And this was a really weird no coincidence because my brother just moved up to that area, and he lives in Tabernash now, which is like 5 minutes from this rink. And he's getting a garage built, and he starts talking to the two guys that are working on him. One's the electrician, and one of them's doing the garage door. And unbelievably, both of them were the husbands of these two women we're going to surprise.
Wow. What are the odds?
Right?
Yeah, it's like even in a small mountain town, that's hard to do.
Yeah, one had no idea. The other one had, I heard there's a group doing this and that kind of thing. My brother just kept it mum after that, but really pretty amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Like, you just can't believe that would happen.
You know, I know you have so many connections and help from the Avalanche, and you've got to be so excited at the start that they've gotten this season. And there's got to be a correlation, too. Like, as good as they do, the more exposure that you get.
Yeah, it really, really does do well. And so it's one of my best buds in the world is Milan Hayduk, and his you had just one of his players that he coached, Kieran did.
You promised me you wouldn't drop names this time.
Yeah, and so, but Kieran was, he ended up, Milan was talking to me about this morning, and we were talking about this team is phenomenal.
They're
phenomenal.
Incredible. Yeah.
Like it's, I've watched it just like you have from day one, but I don't think they've ever had a better team than this. I really don't.
You just hope they're not peaking too early.
Exactly.
And, of course, hockey, you're going to have
injuries.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
see,
the wild
you hope
card.
The injuries are just, hey, a week or two.
Truly, that's the wild card, because otherwise they look dominant every week.
It's amazing.
Every week.
And then you have the big trading deadline, which in the old days, you know, they could go out and get whoever
do
they
whatever
wanted.
They want.
You've got to stay under that
now.
Salary cap.
Yeah, they've
know?
Done a great job. McFarland, to me, is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Well, good. That's just awesome. And, you know, when the Avs do good, DU loves it. And when DU does well, the Avs love it. So
yeah.
It's great. All right. So what do we got today?
Well, we got a special guest here. He just sat down here between us. And this is Cooper Tippett. And Cooper's send you a few notes on there. But I'm going to let Cooper talk a little bit about it. But he was born with something called Morquillo syndrome. And it's a genetic disorder. And it's this kid's had so many challenges in his life, and I meet a lot of kids and a lot of remarkable people, but this is the top of the list. This kid is amazing. He we've done all kinds of fun stuff. I went to his 10-year-old birthday party. We had a blast there. But we've sat on the glass at games. We've met players, and this kid knows so much about hockey and so much about sports that treat to have him here today. So welcome, Cooper.
Welcome, Cooper. And I heard you did some broadcasting as well for the Dog Nation tournament. I've done that a couple times. There's a lot of pressure broadcasting with Marty. He's very, very strict.
Yeah.
Which do you remember which games you broadcast?
It was one of the slower games. I know that.
Oh, probably Marty was playing.
No, he wasn't.
No.
He was up there with me.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
It was a division higher than I'd play.
Okay. Oh, good. Good. It was like former Avs players and things, or even current.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There you go.
Wow, that's great. That's great. So what brought you here for the love of hockey? Like, how much does hockey mean to you, and how much do you follow it?
I follow it a lot. I love the Avs. I love Denver.
Who are some of your favorite players in town?
I love Logan O'Connor. He was a former DU.
There
bio.
You go. Both.
So, yeah.
Yeah, who doesn't love OC?
Yeah.
You know, great story he is. And then you had Troy Terry was just in town with the Anaheim Ducks, and they took on the Avalanche. I always wonder if Logan and Troy would ever, like, you know, get in a fight on the ice.
Yeah.
Because they're usually golf buddies in the summer.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Yeah, so like Coop, you've had a lot of experiences hockey wise. What's your favorite?
Probably going to some Avs games, some DU games, all the games.
Yeah,
I love games.
Are you gonna go to any of the DUCC games? Well, there's one Friday, but the one on Saturday's in Colorado Springs.
Maybe we'll see here. Crossing our fingers.
You know, Marty always knows a guy that knows a guy.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So he actually has, speaking of knows a guy that knows a guy, Coop just gave David Carl a book.
He actually had
a book written, and it's kind of a children's book. But let's talk about that, because it actually has a DUCC connection with it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you want to tell us about that one?
Yeah. It's named Super Cooper Wins the Stanley Cup. It was actually written by a CC player, Jack Gates.
Oh, my goodness.
Shout out to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's about my life and, yeah.
Did Jack Gates, did he go to high school around Denver? Or?
No, he's from San Diego, I think, right?
San Diego, yeah. He does something called Triumph Together, which is basically just like Dog Nation.
Okay. But he does it out of San Diego, or
he did it. He actually, pretty remarkable young man. Has played 4 years at CC, and I think that was the end of his hockey career. But ended up in the marketing world, but he had a really big heart as well. And
you're from accounting, and nobody knew anybody from accounting had a heart.
Exactly,
you
right?
know.
Exactly.
And then look at you—you just show everybody it's totally different.
Yeah, so
you know.
Yeah. So Jack was even out here, and you get it when they released the book, and you did a book signing, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So they published it and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. That's tremendous.
Yeah. If mom's here, she has an extra one. You probably are going to get one, Jay.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
I hope so.
Like, so these are this. Is
this something
cool.
you can get like at Barnes & Noble or something like that?
You can get it on Amazon. I know that.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Barnes & Noble?
Hey, Ron, we got to get a photo of this. We got to get a photo right here.
Yeah.
He has a published book written, and it was co-written by a former CC Tiger named Jack Gates.
Seriously. How about that?
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know they could write. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's
that's
pretty
a
good
proud
stuff.
Moment.
Yeah, pretty neat stuff. So, yeah, that was – but the other – with the – some of the other stuff that Coop's got to do, he went out to – we got a really cool picture. He went out to L.A. and saw the Avs play Anaheim and L.A. back-to-back nights.
Oh, great.
And there's a really neat picture of him with the Logan O'Connor jersey and Logan O'Connor on the gas.
Oh, that's so great.
Really, really cool.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
And I know Logan loves that picture, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty cool.
That's great. That is amazing. What did you think of Los Angeles?
Big city.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
A lot of, I mean, did you have to audition? Yeah, a lot of castings out there. You know.
No.
A lot of castings.
No, I didn't have to audition. It's the hockey world is not Hollywood.
No, it really isn't. It really isn't. You know. Yeah, I was kind of amazed. I saw that Chris Chelios, the former. You know, hockey legend, you know, lives in Malibu, of all places.
Does he really?
And he used to, his hockey training in the off season was to go surfing with Laird Hamilton, the famous surfer.
Wow.
And that's how he did all of his conditioning. And if you know anything about Chris Chelios, he would play almost like an entire game sometimes. Like, that's how good his cardio was. And wow. I'm like, yeah, if you have to surf and swim from sharks, you're going to get really healthy.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Is there any sharks in your book?
Yeah, there's sharks in here?
I don't think so.
Good illustrations.
Yeah.
Now, did you get final edit approval?
Yeah, I
just
guess
say
so.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Final cut. Yeah. That's what they say in L.A., final cut.
Yeah. That's right.
All that's right. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff. So, but, yeah, what do we have? Tell us a little bit about you actually did the announcing, and it was fun, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And do you remember some of the fun stuff we had on, or some of the challenges we had? How about not having rosters?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Rosters.
So Coop and I were just making names up.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think that was my first year of Dog Nation. Because some of the teams had them, some didn't, and some, you know.
Yeah.
That was great. Yeah. That was great.
Now, we had some good stuff there. So how about you? Like, where would you, if you got to go to any game, where would you want to sit?
Ooh, that's a hard one.
Can't say in the crease. It has to be in the,
Either, so, like, up, like, where there's a fence, but, like, you're up higher so you can see the puck.
Like a luxury box?
But you can still see the stuff that's going on the ice.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty good. You can see everything.
So you know what we do? You know about MPS and Morkio Cinder more than anybody in this room, right?
Oh, yeah. Well,
so,
maybe my mom.
But yeah, maybe your mom. But
except her.
Can you kind of give us the layman, easy kindergarten version for me and Jay?
And that's that's above our normal level.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, Morpheus syndrome, it has, 16, 18 types? I have Morpheus syndrome, or MPS 4A, and it makes my body smaller, it makes my bones different than yours and other people's, but it doesn't affect my brain, so I'm still, smart, I guess?
What grade are you in right now?
I'm in eighth grade going into high school this year.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. Awesome.
Really, really cool.
That's a great time.
So, I mean, there's lots of stuff with this, and you are a brave young man and what you go through. But tell us, what is the most difficult thing with Morkio syndrome to you?
Ooh. Probably all of the surgeries that I have to go through. I've been through... 8 or 9 now? Yeah.
Yeah, there's a long recovery on those, too. I remember the one you were in, almost a body cast, right?
Oh, yeah, full body cast for, 3 months, maybe?
Yeah.
Two months.
Yeah, it was tough. And the other thing that's kind of one cool thing, what you do have, you have a pretty special dog, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
And it's not me.
No. A dog with a G.
Yeah, a dog with a G. A D-O-G.
Yes.
Do you want to tell
what
us about
what kind of dog do you
D-O-G?
Have?
D-O-G?
Her name is Velocity, and she is my service dog. I think she's here tonight. I don't know where, but... yeah, she's my service dog. I love her. She just turned 8 years old.
Oh.
Yesterday, actually, so... Yeah.
What kind of dog is she?
She is a yellow lab.
Oh, yes. They're much smarter. I have a chocolate lab, and they're a little crazier. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yellow labs are great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Velocity.
Yeah. She gets hair everywhere, though. That's the only problem.
Yeah.
that's pretty good. So, what is the most important part of having a service dog for someone with Morquillo syndrome?
The most important part is just her being there for me when I'm sad or down or having to have another surgery or something else like that. Yeah.
Do you think she figures that out with you?
Sometimes.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing what dogs can do, right?
Yeah, they just know it. They just know it. Well, you guys, show's over. I gotta let everybody know we gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
But Cooper, it was great to meet you, and you can see now from broadcasting that anybody can do it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Don't have to. No special skills required whatsoever. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for the time.
Yeah.
Hey, let's give it up for Cooper.
Listen to that crowd, Coop. That's a bit. That's a bigger cheer than any of these. Hockey players ever.
Oh, ever. And, of course, Marty Richardson, help out Dog Nation any way you can. They are truly lifesavers for a lot of hockey families. And Marty, as always, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
All right, special thanks to Pioneer forward Kieran Sebrian, defenseman Cale Ashcroft, the head coach David Carl, and for the cast of thousands that made it down to the legendary Campus Lounge. I'm Jay Stickney saying goodnight from the Campus Lounge, DU and CC this Friday night.